Welcome to the Achievable FINRA podcast. I'm Tyler, the founder of Achievable, and we have affordable courses for the FINRA SIE, Series 6, Series 7, 63, 65, and 66 exams with industry best pass rates. Each Achievable course includes everything you need to pass the first time. A full textbook, videos on key topics, thousands of questions backed by our memory-enhancing algorithm, and full-length practice exams. You can try it out for free at achievable.me, and if you like it, use the code PODCAST to get you 10% off at checkout. This podcast was made from a video by Achievable's FINRA course author, Brandon Rith. If you'd like to have the visual aid of a video, please go to Achievable's YouTube channel and search for the video by the same name.
Let's talk about straddles. In particular, we'll cover long straddles in this video, and hopefully by the end of this, you'll feel a lot more confident with why investors use this type of strategy. How do we get to the answers in terms of like maximum gain, maximum loss, break even? We will cover all of that and more. Let's go ahead and jump in. Now, straddles in general are utilized by investors to play essentially both sides of the market. If you hear that word straddle, a lot of people will think about like getting up on a horse and having both legs on either side of the horse. That's kind of what this terminology is referring to. You have legs on both sides and we're kind of playing both sides of the market. So what exactly do we mean by that? Well, let's establish what a long straddle actually is. A long straddle is a long call and a long put with the same strike price and same expiration. For example, if you saw something like long one ABC Jan 50 call and long one ABC Jan 50 put, this is a long ABC straddle. Just identifying this type of strategy is an important test topic. So when you see something like this, long straddle, it can look slightly different. And if it does, it's possible it's no longer a straddle. In particular, if we see a difference between the strike prices, the expirations, or possibly even both, we now have what we would call a long combination. So for example, if one of these was February and the other one was a 55 strike price, we have a difference in both the strike prices and the expirations. This would be considered a long combination. Most of the time, test questions will focus on identifying combinations. You may or may not have to approach any math-based questions on combinations. The main thing to know here is that a combination is kind of like a messed up straddle. Let's go ahead and reset back to our long straddle. As we discussed, straddles are a way to play both sides of the market. And if you look at these and feel confident with how long calls and long puts work, I think it'll make sense. Long calls gain intrinsic value when the market price rises. So the higher the market price goes, the more money that long call will make the investor. Long puts gain intrinsic value when the market price falls. So investors holding or going long put contracts will make more money the further the market price falls. And if we think about that from a big picture perspective, we got one side of our strategy here that'll make money if the market price rises. Another part of our strategy if the market price falls, you might be thinking in your head, like, how do you lose in this type of position? Well, you can. It's actually really easy to lose money on a long straddle. While we have ways to make money both if the market price rises or if it falls, the problem is that we're going to have to pay for two separate premiums, one for the call, one for the put. And given the fact that we're paying two premiums, we have to make up both of those just to break even. That is a challenge with this type of order, which is why we would say a person with a long straddle is expecting volatility in the market. They're not just bearish, they're not just bullish. They want the market to go either way up or way down because, again, they have to make back both of those premiums. With that being said, let's work our way through a practice question that has multiple questions embedded in it. By the way, you would never see a question like this that has five separate questions embedded in one question. This is just more so we can accomplish and look at more things in one video. If you want to, go ahead and pause the video. See if you can answer the five questions that are right in front of you based upon this long straddle. And once you hit play, we will break it down together. All right, let's go ahead and look at this question. We have a long KO December 60 call at 6. We also have a long KO December 60 put at 4. First thing to establish is that this is for sure a long straddle. Long call, long put, same strike price, same expiration. Now, does it matter that the market price was $60.50 when the strategy was established? Not really. I mean, maybe we can say that the long call was slightly in the money, the long put slightly out of the money, That gives us some information, but in terms of the questions asked below, that's not going to help us too much. And here's a test-taking tip when it comes to options. Whenever the market price is provided in conjunction with when the strategy was initiated, that's usually irrelevant information. Now, of course, market prices are important to determine if an option is eventually exercised or if there's intrinsic value involved, etc. But whenever it says something like the position was established when the market price was this, 9 times out of 10, that's going to be irrelevant, useless information, as it is here. Now, the first question is maximum gain. I'm going to walk you through my thought process for approaching this type of question. And first and foremost, it is difficult to think of both of these options combined together. So one thing you're going to see me do a lot of is separating the two and think about them individually. So maximum gain. The first thing I'm going to focus on is that long call. Long calls by themselves have unlimited gain potential. We have the right to buy stock at 60. Market could rise an indefinite, unlimited amount. The higher it goes, the more profit we make. Because we can, again, buy at 60 and sell at whatever that higher market price is. So bottom line, long calls have unlimited gain potential. Now, does that apply to the big picture here when we're thinking about both combined? The thing we need to think about next is, will the long put prevent us from making unlimited money as the market rises? And the answer to that question is no. A long put contract is the right to sell stock, but the key there is the right. The investor does not have to use that right to sell stock at 60. So if the market price were to rise substantially up to 500, 600, 700, whatever market price, they're just going to gladly let that long put expire, collect all the money they just made off the long call, and call it a day. So the bottom line here is long straddles have unlimited gain potential because of the long call that is part of the strategy and the fact that the long put will not hold it back. Can we still make lots of money on the long put if the market price were to fall? Yes, but our gains are limited because there is a bottom to the market. Now next, maximum loss. Hopefully you know this by now, but when you buy an option, the worst case scenario is if that option expires. And we bought two options here. So the question we should ask ourselves, is it possible that both of these options will expire worthless? And the answer is yes, but there's a big caveat here. That is only going to occur at one definitive market price, and that is at 60. At 60, both options are what we call at the money, but an option is only exercised if it is in the money. So if the market price were to go right to 60, stop and just hang out there until the option expired, it's possible the investor loses both premiums and both options expire worthless. So with that being said, the total maximum loss is the combined premium, the $6 premium with the $4 premium. So a $10 per share premium is our maximum loss, which is equivalent to $1,000 overall. If the market price is just even a little bit above 60, the long call's in the money and the investor can make some of that money back by exercising the long call. If the market price is a little bit below 60, that means the put is in the money, which means they can get some of their returns back by exercising the put. But again, together combined, if both options expire, we're facing that maximum total loss of $1,000. Break even is sometimes kind of a tricky thing to find, but once you go through straddles a couple times, I find that most people really like break even questions because it's generally speaking a really simple process. Break even will occur twice with a straddle, both on the upside and the downside. If we think about break even on a long option, and we have two of them here. Break-even occurs when the investor makes back the amount of money that they spent on the premiums. So the main thing we need to focus on here is making back the premiums. And I'm saying that as a plural. You have to make back both premiums, not just one. So if you use your single leg option formulas, for example, long call break-even is strike price plus the premium, some of you might come to the conclusion that the upside break-even is 66, which is the call strike price plus the call premium. But you are not considering the put premium, and we have to consider both. This is one strategy together, two different parts, yes, but it's one big strategy. And for the investor to break even, they have to make back both premiums. So here's what you do. Add up both premiums. We'll say 6 plus 4 is 10. Then add and subtract that 10 to the common strike price. 60 plus 10 is 70. 60 minus 10 is 50. Those are our two break-evens. This is one of the only option strategies you need to worry about that has two break-evens associated with it. All the other primary option strategies you'll come across will typically have one. To go just a tiny bit further with the break-evens, if the market price goes up to 70, That means the call is $10 in the money. The investor can buy stock at 60 by exercising the call, sell it at 70, make a $10 profit through the exercise that will offset the premiums paid up front completely. On the downside, if the market price goes to 50, the investor can go to the market, buy stock at 50, exercise the put, sell that stock at 60, make a $10 profit, and that will offset the premiums they paid for up front. So if we think big picture here, investor's gonna profit if the market is above 70 or below 50, but if the market price is somewhere between 50 and 70, they're gonna be losing some amount of money. Of course, knowing that 50 is a break even, 70 is a break even. Worst case scenario is if the market price goes to 60, because again, that's when both options expire. That is when our worst case scenario has materialized. Next question. What would be the gain or loss if the market price were to go to 56 at expiration? First thing we need to figure out is either option in the money. Call up, is the call in the money? No, market price is not above 60. Put down, is the put in the money? Yes, 56 is below 60. So the put is in the money, which means the put is going to be exercised. And there's a couple different ways you can look at this. At 56, the investor could buy stock at 56 in the market, sell that stock through exercising the put at 60, make a $4 profit per share on the exercise. That $4 profit is offset with the $10 premium we pay up front, paid 10 bucks up front, made $4 in the back end. That is a $6 per share overall loss that the investor experiences if the market goes down to 56. You could also use this visual that's up on your screen and count from the closest break even. Now, 50 is our closest break even. It's 6 points above that in the loss area. So this would be a $600 loss. Let's go to our last question here. What would be the gain or loss at expiration if the market price is at 74? Put down, is the put in the money? Is the market price below 60? No. Call up, is the call in the money? Is the market price above 60? Yes, it is. So the call has intrinsic value, and we can assume it will be exercised at expiration. The call gives the investor the right to buy stock at 60, which they can then sell at the market at 74. That is a $14 gain per share. That $14 gain that they make on the exercise is offset by the $10 per share they paid up front for the two premiums. That leaves them with a $4 per share gain or $400 overall gain at the end of the day. Another way you could approach that is with the visual that's in front of you. Now, the closest break even is 70. It's 4 points away from that break even in the gain area. Therefore, that represents a $4 per share gain or a $400 overall gain. There can be a lot of moving parts with straddles, but if you approach questions in the way that we talked about in this video, you should consistently get these questions right.